football fans. Are you ready for some football? Let's get back to some football. Yeah,
and welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. We are here and it is week 21, the final preview episode of the season. In just 2 weeks, shortly after the Super Bowl, we will have the season finale. It will all be over for this year, a great year of NFL Easy Picks slowly coming to an end. And if you want to be a part of this show, let us know on Twitter at NFL Easy Picks. You could use hashtag NFL Easy Picks, but pretty much from this point on, not counting this episode, but since we only have one episode left and it's right after Super Bowl, you're not going to need to do hashtag NFL Easy Picks. I mean, maybe we'll read some from the Super Bowl episode. I don't know. It's up in the air, but you're not going to want to have to email us, but if you want to email us that you want to be on the Super Bowl episode, you can obviously email nfleasypicks@gmail.com. But, without further ado, you should know what this show's about by now, where we talk about football, and right now we are in the playoffs, and we're talking about who's going to the fucking Super Bowl. And of course, I'm your host, Heavy Set, and always starting it off, we have The Mob Joggy.
Howdy, folks.
And we have FTW.
How's it going?
Can we get the show started?
Yeah, dude.
Can we get the show started? Can we start the show?
Can we start the show?
Let's get it started here.
Can we start the show?
Let's get this party
started. Start the show in here.
Right now.
All right. Oh, not a lot to go over. We had two games. Wait till next episode, because we're not going to have an episode next week, because we are not talking about the Pro Bowl. We could have done this episode next week, so we had more news stuff to talk about, but yeah, fuck it. We're just going to get out of the way right now. But
yep, we had two shitty games.
We had two shitty games. Shiwakway. And let me see, we had nobody got, well, there was not one game that anybody picked all the way. Mart was the only one to pick Green Bay, the only one to have the faith in Green Bay. And it seemed like a lot of people got fucked on Indy.
Yeah, I was one of those.
Yeah, you, Mop, Ant, and it's the only one that Miguel picked. Yeah, why? You really?
Because I hate the fucking Patriots.
Well, it wasn't that I hate the Patriots. I was thinking if Flacco ran that defense up the way he did, you know, Andrew Luck was going to come in and just own them, and why was I wrong?
No. I hate the Patriots.
Well, it's because they deflated fucking footballs.
Here was a good point brought up on PTI about the whole deflated footballs thing. How many of the offensive yards and touchdowns were rushing? Just on rushing touchdowns alone, the Patriots beat this Colts.
Right. I didn't watch the AFC game. I watched the NFC game, so I had no clue what even the final score was. I knew they ran it up, but
I woke up, saw it was 30-something to 7, and went back to sleep.
I got to watch part of the game when I was chilling at a truck stop for the night, and I was eating some Subway. It was I started watching right before halftime, and then I watched partially into the third quarter. When I walked away from the TV, it was 7-21. I was parked in the back of the lot. This is a fairly bigger truck stop. So I walked all the way back there. By the time I got back to my truck, because I still had the radio on from earlier, and it displayed the score, and I could clearly see it was 7-38.
Holy fuck.
So from the time that I walked in my truck, they had already scored again. And it's just a fucking massacre.
Of course, the Seahawks did that, too. It was just in the last 4 minutes of the game.
Oh, my God. That
was amazing.
I wish I could have watched that.
Yeah, I watched it from kickoff to final, and holy shit, what a game. That was one of the best football games I've watched.
I fell asleep at halftime. I got sick of it.
I think the first three quarters, I was listening to it. And then, for those who know who I'm talking about, I was actually in Josh the Rebel Truckers area. So me and him actually met up. It was like right around the fourth quarter, and we were bullshitting outside of my truck. And I had the dog out with us, and she was doing her business. And as we were bullshitting.
So you let the dog out?
Who?
You did.
What? You let the dog out?
Who?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
But as we're sitting there talking, I realize, like, I haven't got an official notification that, you know, the game was over, because in my eyes, like, it was fucking over. I'd actually post something on Facebook saying, I can't even talk shit, the Packers earned this victory.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then, I got a text message from Shane. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. OMG. And I'm like, what? Like, what the fuck's he oh, my God-ing about? And I pull up my phone, go to the ESPN app, look at the score, and they had not only scored a touchdown, they've got the onside kick.
Yeah, when they got a touchdown, I'm like, okay, you know, they made it a little closer of a game, but Green Bay's still going to win. When they got that onside kick, that's when I sent you that text. I'm like, this fucking game ain't over, man. They're coming to play. I just wish they would have done it in the first half, but oh my, all I could say at the end of that game was, oh my God, and I literally jumped off my couch like the fucking Eagles just won the Super Bowl, and I'm looking at Leanne going, I don't even know why I'm so fucking excited. I'm not even a Seahawks fan. And she goes, it's football. I don't care. I'm like, well, shut up.
You're like, shut up, bitch.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny that Russell Wilson had 8 passing yards and 4 interceptions, I believe, at halftime.
Yeah, he was doing awful. And I was like, man, of all the times I have a bad game, this is a wrong time, because fucking Packers fans get on my nerves just like Steelers fans do. So, I mean, my Facebook was, oh, Green Bay. And then all of a sudden they scored. Green Bay fans got a little quieter. That onside kick happened. Green Bay Packers fans, they're still too talking shit. Then they tied it, went into overtime. And then when that pass went in the air, I was like, oh my God, fucking catch it. And when he caught it, that's when I jumped off my couch like I was fucking watching The Undertaker streak go again. And I was like, holy fucking shit.
And the only person there is to blame is the Packers. They had every opportunity to blow that game out and could not do it. They had three opportunities in the red zone. No, it was 2 opportunities in the red zone, and one was within like the 30-yard line. They wound up with 6 points out of that. You did it to yourself.
Yeah, they choked. I mean, Seattle.
Hold on. Hey, one simple word, 5 letters. C-H-O-K-E. Choke.
And yeah, they did. I mean, normally, like, when a team loses, I don't like to see, you know, the bench, see all the guys upset, because, you know, they did good this season and, you know, whatever, but it was awesome is all I could say, because you could tell, like, they were all cocky, and then they started coming back, and you could just see that morale on the Packers just deflate, and then when he caught that pass in overtime, holy fuck, it was just awesome. I mean, what a game.
I'll say this, not all Packers fans are bad. The guys from Macho Man Radio, for one, are actually 2 great Packers fans. They can be homerish at times, and a bit annoying at times, but like after the win, or after the loss, I should say, they didn't talk shit, they didn't make excuses. The phrase one of them used was something along the lines of, like, you know, this sucks. This is the worst loss I've ever felt as a fan.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, they had the game won. It was theirs for the taking.
Mm-hmm. And on the flip side of that, the guy that I had the bet with that we've talked about, at halftime, he posted on Facebook and he tagged me in the status saying, like, how do you like that score? I didn't comment. I'm just like, oh, dude, you're being fucking annoying. This is, like, when you get this annoying, it annoys the fuck out of me.
Right.
Or pisses me off, because, yeah, he's being annoying, so I'm getting annoyed, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I wait till the end of that game, and then I go back to that status, and I wrote, love it. He was pissed.
Yeah, because that was, what was it, $50?
Yeah, he owes me $50. It was a $25 bet. But
yeah, because he owed his fantasy dues. He didn't, so it was double or nothing.
Yeah.
So, yep.
But $50 in my pocket, and I get that this weekend.
That's what you get for making a bet for one team specifically to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 1 in 31 odds. I mean,
I will take the field in every one of those bets.
I mean,
well, see, I would have too.
It's actually 1 in 32 odds. Cause,
yeah, but you know what I'm saying, because I won me, okay. But anyway, it's just like, dude, that was such a horrible bet. I mean, okay, you can be confident in your team, but there's confident and there's fucking stupid. And
I mean, I give him credit. They got down to the Final Four.
Yep.
They were one of the better teams going in. They played really strong. They almost deserve that to go into the Super Bowl, but it's a dumb bet.
I mean, for all intent and purposes, you take away 5 minutes of that game, and Green Bay did deserve it. They played way better than Seattle did, but then they played that last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Fucking ridiculous. Oh, my God. I was so happy when I went to bed last night. It wasn't even funny.
It was in between them winning and the Patriots winning, because I like the Patriots.
Yeah, you could tell how excited I was. I fell asleep at halftime of one, slept through the rest of the next one.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of the AFC game. My Skype keeps crashing, so bear with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back over the picks. Jack got none, because he just must have think we're done already. Miguel got none, too. Shane, Ant, Mop, Mart all got one. And pretty much all of you but fucking Mart had Seattle and Indy. He had the reverse. And, of course, myself, DRG, and Carp, 2-for-2. And that really doesn't change the standings all too much. Oh, no, I pulled away from Mop a little bit.
So did Carp.
Yeah.
But I thought he's been pulled away from.
He was like one game up on me. I don't know, at some point before I started picking stupid.
Mm-hmm. See, and I mean we're not going to be changing much from the here. So basically, in ninth place, Soccer Fucker with 133. That's Mart. 8, Boobs Miguel with 143. 7th place, Jack 147, who hasn't played all the playoffs, or I think the last week of the season. He's still higher than two people. 6th place, the Goonies, 155. 5th place, Mob Jockey, 166. 4th place, myself, 167. 3rd place, Carp's Killers, 170. 2nd place, Ant the Vigilante, 174. And in 1st place, the champ of the league, well, the uncrowned champ, because technically you won't officially be the champion until after the Super Bowl, but it's going to happen.
Right.
Mr. DRG.
I think you're pronouncing that wrong. There's a U in there.
What?
There's a U in his name. It's Chump.
No, the Chump's in 5th place.
No, I have more wins than you do. Bitch.
No, you don't.
One.
No, you don't.
I pulled ahead of you this week.
Yeah, I pulled ahead of you. I'm in 4th place, you're in 5th.
I mean, how many years have you won?
I mean, this is the Mop Jockey's listening skills, folks.
No, that was your listening skill, sir.
Oh my god, we have fucking teammates. I won last year. It's 1-0. I've won one. Well, guess what?
Am I wrong?
If we would have had the league with the same people we had last year, I would have gotten first place.
So this is back to the Cleveland Browns argument for having championships.
No, how does that deal with the Cleveland Browns argument? How does that...
Well, if there would have been Super Bowls back then, the Cleveland Browns would have championships.
No, I never say that. I've never said that. I've said the Browns have NFL championships. Super Bowls are NFL championships.
Nobody recognizes anything before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they do.
Browns fans.
No. You said nobody. The Hall of Fame recognizes it. That's a whole group of people.
All from around the same area.
Who represent the league as a whole, and the league has been around, what, 50 years before?
If you ask 100 people who the first NFL champ was, they're going to say... 99%
of them say the Packers.
Exactly.
So people get history wrong. It's supposed to be a bad thing. So according to, like you said last week, according to your reasoning, according to this logic that everything going, the Ohio State Buckeyes are the only playoff winner. They're only one who won it. So everything before this point does not count. Those championships to these other schools do not count. They're going to
make them count, but no, technically... The first team to win the playoff is the Ohio State Buckeyes.
And, well, the rest of them don't count. No one's going to care anymore.
That sounds good to me.
But they're going to count them, and guess what people do? People count NFL championships, but they're... How do I put it? I think it's because the Super Bowl was actually what was made into a huge event. Like, if the Super Bowl was the fucking NBA Finals, no one would care. I was expecting Shane to speak up and be like, hey...
No, yeah, but I know you guys don't like the NBA like I do, so.
Well, I still look at it like this. I believe if you were to take all the sports trophies and put them from greatest to least greatest, or least significance, I think the basketball trophy is towards the bottom.
What one do you see at the top?
It's hard to say.
Dude, that Stanley Cup has got a lot of...
Stanley
Cup at number one and Super Bowl at number two.
Well, it's like Stanley Cup has a lot of history. The Vince Lombardi Trophy has excellent. The World Series trophy, whatever that's called. Like, that's...
That's
Another big one.
That's what I was just going to say. Does it have a name? Because it's got a lot of fucking history behind it, too.
It almost has to have a name, because all the trophies are named after somebody, or they have some names. You're like, what's the basketball trophy? I know it's named after somebody, I just don't know who.
I want to say Dr. James Naismith, because he was the creator of basketball. So.
Yeah, I think like it.
Don't quote me on that, though. So.
When you
hashtag tweet the table if you know the answer to that.
It looks like the name of the World Series trophy is just the Commissioner's Trophy.
Mm, yeah, Commissioner's Trophy, that sounds right. Of all the trophies, which one's the best?
Yeah,
looking.
Would the Larry O'Brien?
Yeah, that's basketball.
Yeah, that's basketball. I would say
the Stanley Cup.
I don't know. The World Series trophy is pretty badass looking.
Dude, I love the way the Stanley Cup looks.
No, oh, yeah, I do too. But I think look appeal wise, I'm going with the World Series trophy.
The Lombardi trophy is just kind of boring. Yeah, it's probably my least favorite, like, looks-wise.
I think the Lombardi Trophy and the NBA Championship pretty much are the same, just different colors.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same.
What trophies I actually really liked were the old NFC and AFC trophies. Before they came up with this fucking Lombardi Trophy knockoff. Like, I know that the NFC Trophy is called the George Halas Trophy, named after George Halas. And the AFC Trophy is named after the founder of the AFL and former owner of the Chiefs.
Lamar Hunt.
Yes, Lamar Hunt.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Which I like how they do that, because basically when you had the AFL versus the NFL, it was George Halas was the creator of the NFL, the guy that founded it, and then you had the guy who founded the AFL, and then named the trophy after him, named the trophy after Halas. I love that part of it, but the original trophy, I can't describe it. It was just like this nice, big, bulky, small trophy. The one now, I feel like it's just this knockoff, this miniature knockoff of a Lombardi.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same with the BCS championship or whatever they're calling it now, title thing. It's the NFL champion. It's the Lombardi trophy that you can take the ball off the top of.
Oh, you can take the ball off it?
Yeah, the crystal ball comes off.
Yeah, it's like a crystal football that comes off. I'm waiting for a
they don't have the crystal football anymore.
Did they do away with that? I didn't see the new one yet.
Oh yeah, yeah. The new did you watch any of those college games? Because they had commercials based around that trophy. Because one of the championship game I think it was sponsored by Dr. Pepper, and it was just like all these commercials surrounding it and Dr. Pepper.
The guy sneaking into the trophy room, taking pictures and shit with it. Yeah.
What it basically is, it's the college version of the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm pretty sure that ball comes off the top.
But it's not. But what I'm saying, the chain, like, because that was the one I was correcting. It's not a
right. Yeah,
it's not
crystal football.
I mean, the crystal football that was kind of like badass, and it was kind of cool to see whenever they would win it. You know, they'd hoist that crystal football up. But those championships don't matter anymore.
Right.
Because we're not anywhere. As we went on a major tangent. And if you like listening to tangents, even though you've probably already listened to it, be sure to check out Anything Goes right here on the Trending Topics Network featuring us. And it's like this show, but we just don't talk about football. Well, we do, but a little bit.
It's a damn good show.
Yeah, the five of those guys have probably already listened to the Anything Goes show and then listened to this.
Yep. All right. The only thing left is to get into the social media side. We kind of got a lot of tweets. I think I count about 25. And some of these, because Andy Anderson, he likes to send us stories. This one is via the Today Show, and he also used hashtag Cerebral Satire and hashtag NFL Easy Picks. If they use the article, I have no idea. But obviously, I'm not going to read the article because I'm not going to be Wayne. It was basically the whole story of the referee from the Fail Mary call has revealed that he's going through fights of depression and all this kind of stuff. And I feel bad for him, but why does that – I don't get – why does it make you depressed?
I'm guessing because the people have, like, lambasted him ever since.
Yeah.
I don't know, like – I think it's one of those. It's the only way I could, I think, really wrap my head around it is if I was actually in his position.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I read the story, and it sounded like there was more than just the fact that he missed that call. It sounds like, I mean, he got. I think he got fired and everything, and you know, you go through rough times like that, that's you get depressed.
Well, he was a replacement ref. Of course he got fired.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. They literally, like, came back the next week. I don't know whether it was some nice persuasion by the NFL, like, all right, we can't have this again, so please come back.
And then the regular refs come back, and they suck almost as bad.
Mm-hmm. And I know I said on the show, like, when people were bitching about them, I'm like, yeah, you fucking want these referees to come back, and guess what? You're going to hate them when they come back. Anyway, move on to some more tweets. This one is, I'm actually going to read my tweet. It isn't that much to read about it. It's just me sending something to you and Ant using hashtag NFL Easy Picks. And it's the last playoff win for each NFL team, and I wanted to read this chart off. Going back to 1990, we ain't got to remind you that the Cincinnati Bengals are on the longest drought from their last playoff win in 1990. Other teams have suffered kind of along those lines, too. And this will tell you when their last one was. Well, actually, we won't start at the end. We'll start the more recent. Well, obviously, the Panthers, Ravens, Colts, Cowboys, Seahawks, Packers, and Patriots, they all had their last wins this season. 2013 was the last playoff win for the 49ers, Chargers, Saints, and Broncos. 2012 had the Falcons and Texans. 2011, which if I'm correct, New York Giants, that's when they won the Super Bowl.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. 2010 was the last playoff win for the New York Jets, the Chicago Bears, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The fact that they haven't had a playoff win in 5 seasons makes me feel good.
Couldn't happen to a nicer team.
Yep. 2009, the Cardinals and Vikings. 2008, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mm-hmm.
2007, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nobody in 2006. So everybody who's been in the playoffs have won since then. The Redskins, 2005.
That one actually really does surprise me with as much money as Dan Snyder throws at that team, that they haven't won a playoff game since then. That's kind of amazing.
2004, St. Louis Rams. 2003, the Tennessee Titans. 2002, this is kind of ironic that it's these two teams, the Buccaneers and the Raiders.
Wasn't that the year they were both in the Super Bowl?
I think so.
The Gruden versus his old team deal?
That might have been. There was no team in 2001. 2000 was the Miami Dolphins, and then from 1996 to 1999, there's nobody. 1995, the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
Of course, got to be one-upped by the Cleveland Browns in 1994. The Chiefs in 1993, nobody in 1992, and in 1991, to complete all 32 teams, the Detroit Lions. That was fun. So the Browns have gotten a playoff victory since the Bengals.
That was the old Browns. They're now the Baltimore Ravens.
Nope, same franchise.
Mm. Same name.
No, it's the same franchise. The Baltimore Ravens are an expansion franchise.
That Art Modell moved from Cleveland to Baltimore?
Yes, it was different than... You can't go by like, oh, look at the Baltimore Colts and everything. No, this was actually like a different circumstances.
Actually, come to think of it, that is ironic that Baltimore gets a team just like they lost a team.
Oh, yeah. No, it was fucked up with the fucking Colts, because I think the Colts left in the middle of the fucking night.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it wasn't much different for the Ravens, if I remember right. It was like, oh, here, we're here on Friday, Monday, we're not here no more.
No, they announced it way ahead of time.
Oh, did they? Okay. Oh, yeah. I knew there was, I thought there was some shenanigans there.
Oh, no, they announced it. They announced it before they left.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have done that. You know how much hate mail they probably got, and eggs thrown at their fucking headquarters, and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Art Modell's gone. He went through a lot of shit. There was even a guy earlier this year that videotaped himself pissing on his grave, and supposedly he got in trouble for it.
Well, yeah, that's going a little too far. It's a football game. It's a fucking sport. Come on.
That's actually pretty fucked up.
You wouldn't do that to Bill Belichick?
No, I wouldn't even go that far.
I don't know.
I mean, I hate the Cowboys, but I'm not going to piss on Jerry Jones' grave when he dies.
Because he's never going to die.
Right, they're just going
to
freeze him.
No, they're just going to surgically enhance him to the point that he's always around. He'll be stuffed on the sideline.
All right, Ant, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. I'm 3 behind with 3 games left. All my picks now are picks against my brain's will. Yeah, that was...
It's over.
Yeah, it didn't really work well for you. And you... Well, you got Seahawks, but you wanted to go Indian. That's where you got fucked. DRG responding to Ant, responding to that tweet. To be honest, at this point, I'm just trying to predict who I think will pick, who you will pick. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks, in parentheses with an S.
Actually, this week it will be hashtag NFL Easy Pick.
Yeah, that's true. But use hashtag NFL Easy Picks, so that's the fucking show name.
Yeah.
In response to that tweet, ooh, we're going to read a whole fucking... conversation. Yeah, this one from Ant responding to DRG. Cheeky bastard. I think Seattle and New England will win. Yeah, too bad you didn't pick that. So I have picked against them. I may try to double bluff you. Yeah, that didn't work well for you.
Oops.
This would have been funny. This is DRG's reply to Ant. Screw it. I'll just pick one winner and call it a day. Well, I guess that's what Ant decided he was going to do. Ant said in another tweet that he wanted to see the Seahawks and Colts Super Bowl. Luck and Wilson are the future. Yeah, well, as bad as they played, that might not have been a terrible Super Bowl, but one of them won, the other one didn't.
And then, yeah, we almost got that until the second game started.
Yeah. And this one is from Ant. He sent it to all of us and said, "This is how I rate all the NFL teams. About right." And we'll start, this is his personal preference, not his ranking of who's better. This is personal preference. Right? He said personal preference, right? Cause,
yeah, I think so. Well, it's got to be because he's number one team.
He said from love to loathe, but I thought he'd have the bottom team much, it would be a different team. In 32, the New York Jets. 31, Philadelphia Eagles. 30, England Patriots. 29, Washington Redskins. 28, Dallas Cowboys. 27, Pittsburgh Steelers. 26, Cincinnati Bengals, and he spelled Cincinnati wrong. 20, and it's clearly like there's a little like line under it, like he's spelling wrong. 25, Buffalo Bills. 24, Oakland Raiders. 23, San Francisco 49ers. 22, Jacksonville Jaguars. 21, Chicago Bears. 20, Atlanta Falcons. 19, Carolina Panthers. 18, Tennessee Titans. 17, Minnesota Vikings. 16, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 15, St. Louis Rams, or soon the Los Angeles Rams. 14, Arizona Cardinals. 13, Cleveland Browns. 12, Indianapolis Colts. 11, Baltimore Ravens. 10, Denver Broncos. 9, Kansas City Chiefs. 8, Houston Texans. 7, San Diego Chargers. 6, New Orleans Saints. 5, Detroit Lions. 4, Green Bay Packers. 3, Miami Dolphins. 2, Seattle Seahawks. And number 1, New York Giants.
Yep, he's a Brit. Don't know what he's talking about.
Yep, that's a list.
One reply that I said, but I didn't put hashtag NFL Easy Picks. I said, Packers are too high. You're still drunk.
I saw that.
I think I sent one, too, that said the Patriots are still too high. I don't see it on here, though.
Did you use hashtag NFL Easy Picks?
No.
Yeah.
No, I was looking at the replies to him, though. Packers are still too high. You're drunk. Blah, 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 blah.
One from DRG listening to hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Why does at FTW780 sound like a 12-year-old teeny bopper chick when he giggles?
Because he does.
I responded.
Because I like cock in my mouth.
That's not what I said.
So, how much would it take for you to suck a dick?
You know what, you and Vamp can fuck off. But anyways, I said, I was chewing, I was laughing so hard that the chew was about to fly out of my mouth, so I had to keep your hands off. Yeah.
And it's hard.
And I apologized that he had to hear it, and he said, oh no, it was funny, I was in stitches, blah, 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 blah.
I have to giggle like that because I have to keep the cucumber in.
No, that's not what I, goddamn motherfucker, son of a bitch.
Dude, that's what I'm reading that too, so.
Yeah.
Well, your Twitter's fucking up. Wrong.
Mr. DRG sending a tweet to the mop jockey. I didn't just take your championship. Ooh. I looked much more competent and fucking good doing it. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
I fucking owned you.
I still did it first. It's all that matters. You're getting my sloppy second, son.
Yeah, son.
Hashtag pledge that.
Well, does that mean since Joe was the co-host first, you're just Joe Sloppy Seconds?
No.
Pretty
no.
much.
No.
We're pretty much all Sloppy Seconds when it comes to Shane, so.
Motherfucker.
Sloppy 20th.
All right, next tweet.
One from Andy Anderson actually asking us, said, well, not asking us, but telling us that he would be interested in fantasy and pick-ups for next year, and I did take note. So we'll have him in, GBL in, there's somebody else.
Ant wanted in the fantasy.
Ant wanted in fantasy, yeah. Yes, I think there was someone else that might have expressed interest. I can't
Joe?
Remember. Can't.
Oh, my bad.
I can't remember. We'll definitely figure it out for next year. Hopefully we have... I like to get a much bigger pick-em. I mean, granted, this year we ended with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We ended with 9, and I want to say we started with, like, 12.
Right.
We started with a really good number. I think last year we might have started with 9. So it's just getting people to do it every year, and I'm debating whether we will keep it on Yahoo. I like Yahoo because that's where we do fantasy, but the pick-ems is kind of shitty. But the only other option we have out there that I know of is ESPN. The things I don't like about ESPN is, A, there's no way to get out of doing scores, like a, quote, tie-breaking score for the Monday Night Football, which I hate.
Right.
And they don't do playoffs, so at least this goes longer.
Right.
So, we'll see. And next year I do want to do, because we've talked about it, the survivor polls or knockout poll, whatever you want to talk about, and get a bunch of people and get that going. That'll be fun. I just got to find a website that'll host it, so we can, obviously no one's cheating. All right, next one from Andy Anderson. Saying, I'm laughing my ass off with Bob Jockey gay puking sound effects. Hashtag NFL effects. What was that?
Bleh.
That wasn't a good one.
No, it wasn't very good. I don't have it in me right now.
Good.
All right, this is a three-part tweet from Andy Anderson explaining something from last week. You could have put it in a fucking email that you can send it at nfleasypicks@gmail.com. But I'll read it all as one. Hashtag NFLEasyPicks. Bears team never visited the Reagan White House. According to the Chicago Tribune, the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster happened on the day after the Bears' victory parade through the city streets. The visit was understandably postponed, but no effort was made to reschedule until Obama was in office, and then they went. I totally forgot that they went when he was in office, but I do know, like I had explained before, I know Jim McMahon went into when he met, see, that had to be Clinton as president. He wore his Bears jersey.
Right.
Yeah, I remember the Challenger thing, dude. That was fucked up.
Yep.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if that was before I was born or after I was born.
I'd been 86.
Yeah, I was 6, so you were probably just coming out of the womb.
I was born in 86.
Yeah, so you don't know.
Could have been early 86. Yeah, I remember...
I was born in March, so it's got to be within the first... Well, I was born March 31st, so if it happened 90 days prior, within that time period...
It would have been really close to the same time. Yeah. But yeah, I remember being... We was at elementary school, and we are actually watching the shuttle launch in the library when it happened.
Yeah, and then they told us to please evacuate, like, you know, a bomb went off in the school. But, I mean, I was 6, so I had no clue what was going on, and the teacher explained that the spaceship went boom, and I'm like, oh.
Dude, we sat there and watched it.
Well, we saw it explode, and then the teachers, like, realized that, holy shit, and they're like, okay, let's, you know, get these little kids out of here. So.
Well, Mop, you were in college, so.
No, actually, I was not in college, sir.
Okay, fine, you were a senior in high school. Close enough.
No, not even that high.
No, you were that high.
Actually, I probably wasn't smoking at that point. I was only 11.
This one from Ann, another one from Andy Anderson. I was glad to see at Ric Flair Nature Boy on ESPN still styling and profiling. Hashtag AWR, hashtag TI Peeps, hashtag NFL Easy Picks, hashtag Tweet the Table.
God with the hashtags.
Yeah, I didn't see him. I don't remember seeing him on ESPN.
I seen,
but then again, I didn't watch ESPN for the game, so.
I don't know. Another one from Andy Anderson. I was watching at ESPN earlier, and Russell Wilson seems like a great guy. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. I think he does, too, actually.
Yeah, he actually seems like a really cool guy, yeah.
I think, what was it? He was accused of being not black enough.
Oh, yeah, the black people probably hate him because he's not black enough.
Well, that's why, what's his name, not on the team anymore? Chris Harvin.
Harvin?
Yep. That reminds me of a picture that I see. I don't know if it was a meme or a picture. It was a picture of Blunt, and it said, thanks, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he, man, is that the luckiest sumbitch in the league or what?
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of people like that who sometimes get in this situation, and you're like, oh my God. Like, fuck, if the Colts would have went to the Super Bowl, Trent Richardson would have been one of the most luckiest motherfuckers ever. And if I was him, and they went to the Super Bowl, let's say they won, I'd have fucking retired, because I don't think the Colts are keeping him after this year.
Dude, he was inactive for the championship game.
And yeah, he was a healthy scratch.
And he wasn't even there.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, yeah, well, what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. You could be inactive and still be there, but he was inactive and not even there. There's levels of where you are on the pecking order. You obviously have your starters. You have your backups. You have your maybe you're active but you're not playing. You have your inactive but you're there, and then you have your inactives and you're not even playing.
Although you're not even on the plane. You could make the argument that since they didn't play him, they lost the game.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
They won it. Wait. They won all the rest of the games that he was active for.
No, because he wasn't active last week and they won.
I'm pretty sure he was active last week. They don't know how much he played.
He was a healthy scratch. I don't even think he was there last week either.
Yeah, I thought this was the first one.
No, this is the second in a row, which leads me to believe that they're getting rid of him.
Yeah, they're like, this is a big mistake. Why do we give away a first round draft pick for you?
Dude, they gave away a lot for him, if I remember right.
Yeah. All right. Another one. I got one from Ant. Actually, he's replying. He was replying to a tweet from Andy asking who he was rooting for, the Packers or the Seahawks. And Ant said, Wilson, Lynch are two of my favorite players, so I'm rooting for the Seahawks. Hashtag NFL Easy Fix.
Can't go wrong with those two, that's for sure.
No, but I don't see Marshawn Lynch being there next year either.
Oh, God, no. He wants out of there bad.
I don't understand why.
Because he's Marshawn Lynch. He's a whole different kind of dude.
Yeah, when he was in Buffalo, he was getting in trouble all the time, too. So.
Fuck. They won the Super Bowl. That's two Super Bowl rings for him.
Yeah.
Who, Lynch?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he actually earned them.
What did that have to do with anything?
Oh, I thought you was referencing back to the Trent Richardson thing.
How?
I just thought you were, because that's what we just got done talking about.
But we're on to a different...
About getting lucky and going to a new team to get titles? To get rings?
We're on to a different team. We're on to a different tweet. Yeah. And you talk about Browns fans living in the past. Because like I was saying, just you're on a team, you win two Super Bowls. What the fuck do you want to do now? That's my thing. Do you want to win
with somebody else?
Yeah, well, do you want to win a ring with someone else? Or do you want to go to any team that's going to throw you millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars? And you're just like,
I think he's going for the millions.
Especially if you're a running back in the NFL when your lifespan might be two more years, tops.
Maybe he'll go back to Buffalo and it'll be like his version of a LeBron.
No, he ain't coming back. They don't want him.
I was about to say he got his two championships somewhere.
Wrap it up.
I could definitely see him going to a Florida team though. Yeah, I believe that's where he's from too, right?
No, he's from California, so I could see the Raiders making a play.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Or San Diego.
Oh yeah.
Another one. I about skipped one. This one's from Bobby at the Mop Jockey. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Can you remind me again how Sherman is overrated? Well, the intro says otherwise.
Yes, but you've been very clear that you think he is overrated.
Right.
Also, last week I did say he was going to be my boy this week.
Well, yeah, that was just because you wanted the Packers out of the playoffs.
Yeah, but he got an interception, played with one arm. I mean, the guy is just, he's the man.
I don't think he's as good as he was last year. I still think he's good now, but...
I don't know when in the game. Like I said, it had to be towards the end of the first half. He'd been thrown at five times, one completion for 13 yards, a pick, and had give up the one touchdown.
Yep.
But one catch and five thrown at with a pick, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, that's a damn good day.
Against Aaron fucking Rodgers.
When that interception happened, I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, it was the greatest thing I ever saw.
I didn't get to see it. I just heard it. But when they just said, oh, and it was intercepted. By Richard Sherman, I was laughing my ass off.
It was very beautiful.
Yeah, and the way that he kept his feet in bounds and he was still like showboating, I was like, "God damn, man, you are fucking good."
All right, this is from Ant. He said, "Seattle are replicating Kurt Cobain at the moment. Suicidal hashtag NFL Easy Picks." Yeah, just wait for it though.
Because they didn't bite the bullet.
Boy, were they though! Jesus Christ! Just it was a deflection, interception, kick, you punted to him, fumbled the punt. Offsides offense, offsides defense. It was just
too many players on the field.
It was dumb shit.
Mm-hmm. Annie Anderson said that was one heck of a game. Hard loss for hashtag Packers. Russell Wilson did what Aaron Rodgers has done to the Bears too many times. Hashtag NFL's picks. That's very true.
Yeah, that is very true.
Mr. DRG, thank you to everyone involved with hashtag NFL Easy Picks Pick 'em League. It came down to the wire, but this Texan put down the outsiders. And then I wrote back, I said, outsiders is an offensive term.
Yes, it is, because you guys are the Illuminati.
Yep.
Ooh.
Do you think, what is that your voice for, thing for Illuminati?
I don't know, like spooky things.
Illuminati, no. I'm not going to waste. Mr. DRG, congrats to @heavyset330 for winning his bet of the field versus Aaron Rodgers. Hashtag stupid people's money. Hashtag NFL easy picks. Yeah, we talked about that. Oh, shit. We only got two left. One from Andy Anderson and replying to a picture of me and Josh. He said, Heavy, I thought you said you were done wearing your Ohio State stuff. LOL, JK, hashtag NFL easy picks. I don't think I said that. I said
said that you put your stuff away after the season.
I put like football stuff after football season. But thing is, with college, you can wear it all year round.
Yeah, because actually now college basketball is going.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so you can wear college stuff year round.
Yeah, I'm going to wear it a little while longer, and then when I'm home this weekend, I should be home. By the time this gets posted, I'll probably be home getting ready to move. But I will bust out my busted ass looking Indians hat that I've worn the past couple years and it's gotten dirty as fuck, and a Rubber Ducks hat. I will wear that all the way until August, and then I will bring out all my football stuff back.
Right.
And then I still got cab shit that I do not wear. I mean, I could bust out the LeBron James jersey. Did you get your new LeBron James jersey yet that you ordered?
I didn't order it.
I thought you did.
Nope.
Because you got on that bandwagon.
No, I said I'd get one of the name and number tees, but I haven't done that yet. So eventually I'll get one because I like LeBron. I don't care what team he plays for. I'm a LeBron fan. So
remember when you didn't think he was coming back?
Yeah, I really thought he was staying. I still have my two LeBron Miami Heat 6 t-shirts, and I can't get rid of them. I'm not going to be one of those fans that's just like, fuck them, throw them out or burn them.
The last tweet, it comes from Andy Anderson, sending us an article about the Giants. What is he, the kicker? Yeah.
Yeah,
former Giants kicker. Tweet that he sent out to troll Patriots fan. The Pats have learned to celebrate the hell out of those AFC championships because they know what comes 2 weeks later. Hashtag 0-2 in Glendale.
I still love it.
You skipped my tweets, by the way, but that's fine.
Did you use hashtag NFL Easy Picks? There,
you must not have.
I think I did.
I don't think you did because I even looked at it and you weren't on any of them. I bet he spelled it wrong.
Yeah, I'm gonna go through this. I'm gonna go through.
No, we don't have to. It's fine.
Because he knows he spelled it wrong.
No, it's because it's getting late.
No, you use some, but for some reason it doesn't show up in the hashtag. Well, no, wait a minute.
I think I used all lowercase. That's why.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. No, that's an old tweet.
Maybe they didn't go through.
Was that one? Yeah, that's your. I was from last week's show.
All right, that's fine then.
Oh, we're going to... You brought it up. Now I'm getting into... hashtag NFL.
He did.
You did? You spelled without fucking no K, you dumbass.
Whoops.
NFL.
Stupid phone.
Don't blame the fucking phone.
I'll blame the fucking phone because I know how to spell.
Blame the phone because you...
I'm going to throw it. I'm going to fucking throw it. Making me sound like a fucking jackass on my fucking show that I help with. Shit fucking thing.
I don't think the phone had to help you with that.
Don't be defending this singer. I'm going to fucking powerbomb it and run it over.
Go get a
Samsungs.
Go back and eat your Apple. Go get an iPhone. Well,
there's a question for the next anything goes. Fucking Apple.
I miss the iMessage instead of having to turn my fucking iMessage off to group chat.
I do too. I should have never got this fucking phone that made me misspell a fucking hashtag fucking thing. Now I'm pissed.
You do realize there's no autocorrect on a hashtag, right?
Dude, I spelled it right. I know I did. I'm not that fucking dumb, this fucking piece of shit phone.
Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
Fuck off, I don't want to hear him now.
Fuck yeah, Seahawks. I mean, there's only two. And
it's still two that makes me look like a jack-off.
Easy Picks. Yes, yes, yes. Why am I marking out for the Seahawks?
Because I can't fucking spell on a fucking Samsung phone. God damn it. Where's Call of Duty? I need to throw it. If my laptop was not in my backpack right now, I'd punch my fucking backpack. I'm that fucking mad.
Calm down.
No, because it made me look stupid.
We do that every week.
No, this one I did to myself. Like, now, the repercussion I'm going to get about this is fucking, and I know it's coming. And,
no, you always know when it's coming.
Oh, see? God damn it. Oh, I'm so mad. Okay, I'm good.
What did you do, jerk off?
No, I'm just looking at this phone thinking I want to fucking destroy you.
Go have an angry wank. It'll be all right.
Jerking off always centers me.
What?
You don't like Kevin Smith movies, or do you?
I like Kevin Smith. My family don't like Kevin Smith.
Yeah, that's a line from Clerks too.
I have them on my hard drive, and I've yet to watch either one of them. I need to sit down and watch Clerks and Clerks too. If I'm gonna watch them. I'm gonna watch both of them. So, but
Clerks.
Now that I'm pissed.
I would say Clerks 2 is good. I mean, Clerks 1's good. It's it's semi-dated, and I just think the second one is...
Better.
Everything's much more current of, like, certain things they talk about, and you get it when you watch it.
Right.
But that'll do it for the hashtag huddle segment, the last one of the year. Well, unless we go over some hashtag NFL easy picks on the Super Bowl show, which will be crazy fun. We'll figure out all the details of that, but now we have...
Maybe I can spell it right this time.
Hashtag NFL easy...
Easy
picks with a K.
Yep, thank you. I suppose that picks is a, phone pick.
Yeah, I know.
Damn it.
If you need any help, please call the operator. we're down to one game. 2 weeks from, 2 weeks from yesterday, but by the time I post this, it'll be a week from Sunday. Super Bowl 49, the New England Patriots, the number one seed in the AFC, going up against the number one seed in the NFC, the Seattle Seahawks in Glendale, Arizona. Who do you guys have as the Super Bowl champions? Mop has already picked the Seahawks.
Yep, because I will not pick the Patriots.
I'm going to say Seattle, but they need to, if they're going to play like they did in the NFC game, fucking Brady's going to destroy them, but I'm going to go with Seattle.
You say that, but Rodgers couldn't destroy them.
He was until the last 5 minutes, but Tom Brady, I think, is a far better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, God, no.
No, Tom Brady is one of the best. I believe he's one of the best quarterbacks of all time and the greatest quarterback right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'll agree with that. But Seattle is like a monster by themselves. So, I mean, it's going to be a really good game, but I got to pick Seattle.
Really, dog, you're getting in my face.
Really? We've heard the fucker snoring all night. Have you taken him for a walk? You got your air conditioner on?
What's anyway, I think I'm going to go Patriots.
Yeah, I could change my pick to the Patriots, too, before this thing is...
Well, that's the thing. I don't think they posted the that we could pick yet. I haven't double-checked.
I'm going to say I'm 75% for Seattle, but that last game, man, that scared the shit out of me. Because, I don't know, that's not the Seattle team that we're used to seeing, so...
You can pick now.
I'm going to pick.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I just found it. Yep, it's available already.
They're both 12-4. There's no line on it right now. That probably won't come out till next week.
Well, I seen on Facebook this morning that, of course, ESPN already had odds in Seattle's favor.
Yeah, I guess it's weird they're saying there's no favorite, but they have Seattle marked as the favorite in the...
It's probably like a half a point line or something. It's probably minuscule.
It's going to be close. This is going to be probably one of the best Super Bowls we've seen in a while.
Yeah, only thing is we said that last year.
Yeah, and it'll be a fucking blowout, but I don't see Seattle doing that to the Patriots, but I can see the Patriots doing that to Seattle with the way they just played.
Nah, the Seattle's defense is too good to get blown out like that.
I hope you're right.
If Like, I don't know. This is 1 year I don't care who wins in a good way. Not like, fuck both these teams. If they both win, I'd be somewhat satisfied. I'm going to root more for the Patriots. The thing that I would love to see happen, I'd love to see the Patriots win, and I'd love to see Tom Brady find Richard Sherman after the game. Because...
Okay, if Tom Brady wins, is this his last game?
No.
God, I hope so.
See, I think if he wins, I mean, the guy, Hall of Fame, been going down in history of one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
What else is left? I think if he wins the Super Bowl, it wouldn't surprise me to hear that he retires.
I wouldn't be surprised if he retires, but at the same time, because I was having this conversation with a friend today earlier, I see Brady saying, fuck it, I think I can go a couple more years.
I mean, he's only had like one major injury that took him out for a season. I remember that because I had him in my fantasy team. But, I mean, other than that, the guy plays every fucking game and he's fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand him, he sucks. Fuck him, fuck Belichick. Well, I don't need to say it then, do I?
Oh, how'd you know I was doing it? I was implying it to you.
Because I agree with everything you just said.
You think Tom Brady sucks?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's the system that lets him win.
No, I think if you put him in any team, they're going to be a legit playoff contender.
Mm-hmm.
He can read a defense like nobody else.
You mean like Matt Castle was able to do when he was with New England?
And then he went to Kansas City and kind of...
So in that system, he was really good?
Yes, okay. Yeah, it is a system, but I think Brady's a different type of quarterback.
Yeah. Like, you're using like, oh, like it's just the system, but you take him out, then he's not going to be good. I don't believe that. I don't believe that one bit. I believe you can put a Johnny Manziel into that system and he'll look really good. But I think you take Tom Brady and you put him anywhere else. It's like Wes Welker. People didn't think he was worth the money. Oh, well, people in England didn't think he was worth the money to get paid. And guess what? He went to fucking Denver and he played like a motherfucker. What was his numbers this year? That's what I'm not sure.
Awful.
About. Was it awful?
Yeah,
this year?
This was one of his worst seasons in a long time. But
yeah.
He's also like their sixth target on Denver, where in New England, he was one or two.
Yeah, that is the thing about Denver. When, like, Peyton, he's spread that ball around, like, a lot. Like, he had that one game with Emmanuel Sanders where he threw him, like, what, five touchdowns? No.
Yeah.
Was it
he
five?
He threw him a bunch. I don't remember what it was.
It was a bunch. I don't know if it was five. I think it was, like, three or four, but...
Yeah, Miguel beat me in fucking fantasy that fucking game.
Yeah, I mean, he's got more weapons than Brady has, but Brady just... You know, I'm not a big Patriots fan either. I mean, I think of them like Mop does, but I have to respect Tom Brady because he is that goddamn good.
And you say he's a product of the system. How many fucking, like, all-star receivers do they have right now? Or have they had in the past couple of years? And they're still winning the division every year.
Wes Welker?
Oh, yeah, but he's been gone for, what, 3 years now?
Yeah. Right now, they're, this is the second season for Welker.
I mean, besides Tom Brady and Gronkowski.
Yeah, Gronk is like their best wide receiver.
Yeah, but who else is on that team for an offensive wide receiver or anything? Can you say like, oh my God, they're like one of the biggest threats in the NFL. Like, you know, could you imagine if Tom Brady had a Calvin Johnson or a Crabtree or any of those guys?
Or Randy
Moss. He had Randy Moss.
Yeah, and look at what he did there when he had like one of the best wide receivers in the history of the game. Could you imagine they wouldn't be 12-4? They'd probably be 14-2 and they, I don't know. I think for the system, not the system, I don't want to say the system. For the team that he has, he's fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Edelman was the 25th best receiver in the league. Gronkowski was the 15th. So he has two players in the top 30 receivers. And LaFell was 27th.
Yeah, and you never hear about anybody but Gronkowski.
Oh, no. What were they rated last year? You're saying they have great numbers.
I'm looking. Hold on.
Well, I'm explaining more. You're saying they have great numbers this year. Where were they last year? Where were those same players last year? Gronk?
Edelman was 21, and LaFell was with Carolina. So, hold on.
And Gronk?
Well, yeah, that wouldn't even count.
I don't think
Gronk, that was Gronk's big injury year, remember?
Yeah, he was coming back from mm-hmm. surgeries and there was an infection, and this was like his main year back, and
I understand. Gronk is the fucking star right now, like on the receivers, and granted, he's a fucking tight end.
Yeah, he plays the position of tight end, but he's kind of just a big fucking receiver is what he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, still, the player that they had from Carolina, whatever his fucking name is, LaFell.
I'm looking. He's not listed in the top 40.
Boom.
But like I said, he was in Carolina last year.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. No. That's a different system.
No. It's not. We're not talking about the system. We're talking about how when they came into this year, they got this guy who's not even a top 40 receiver. You're going to think, I don't give a fuck. Now you're looking oh, my God, this guy's a top, because he's in New England.
Mm-hmm.
It's not they're bringing in a great receiver. I think you can throw Gronk anywhere, he's going to be great. You can throw in Edelman anywhere, he's probably going to be great. But fucking LaFell, just going to show you. So when they came in, this wasn't shit.
So their third receiver wasn't that good.
It wouldn't have seemed like it on paper.
I got to start my car, so if it gets loud, it's me, but I'm freezing.
Good Lord.
Yep. Sorry, it's fucking cold up here.
How cold?
It says 25, but it feels like 8.
Damn.
Yep, so that's a thing.
I don't want to go back to Ohio. Anyway.
Actually, today, it actually has been 40s and 50s today. It's actually really nice today.
And I was walking around outside in shorts all fucking day.
Yeah, I was in Louisiana today and I had my air conditioner on.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't think, Tom, you can say that about the Patriots right now. It's not all about the system.
You realize that they also have the 18th best rushing offense, too. They're in the top, right about the middle of the pack on rushing offense, but you couldn't pick one fucking running back out of that that's worth a shit.
The thing about the Patriots, too, is they always tailor their offense around the defense's weaknesses.
Yeah, whoever they're playing, yeah.
So when they go against a team that can't fucking control the runner, they're going to fucking jam that ball down your throat. But if they know that Tom Brady can get some passes on you, they're going to work on that.
Right.
I will always say Tom Brady is one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. The greatest quarterback of this era.
If Peyton Manning would learn how to win in the playoffs, that'd probably be different, but he doesn't know how to do that, so.
I think when it comes to Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, it's which you prefer.
Right.
Like they're both good, they're both these legendary quarterbacks, but which one do you prefer? I prefer
Tom Brady over Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I prefer Tom Brady. The best quarterback today, I'm still saying
is Aaron Rodgers is the best one in the NFL today, right now. He has the best numbers, period. It's not even close.
If you go by this season, he's in the conversation.
No. Not just this season. I'm talking about his career up to this point. I believe he was throwing...
Okay, fine.
He was, touchdown to interception ratio, it was 5-1 for Rodgers. It was 2-1 for everyone else, for careers.
That's just one stat. You can probably pull out stats that makes fucking Tom Brady look better too.
Yardage-wise, they're all going to be around the same, right around 5,000.
Because I'm going when I say today, the best quarterback today, I mean this season, not because I said era. Who the best quarterback of this era, in my opinion, Tom Brady.
I would take Aaron Rodgers.
You would probably let him pack you too. You would let him.
I'm not Shane.
Hey,
but Aaron Rodgers. He's young. There's certain upside to picking Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, but a guy look at his accomplishments, or let's take a quote out of Bob's book. How many Super Bowls does he have?
You said best quarterback today. I didn't say best playoff whatevers. He's not that good in the play. Well, the Packers aren't very good.
Packers, I've always said, Packers are not good as the favorite. They have to go in as wild card and have something to prove. That's how they win the fucking Super Bowl. Every time
they thrive off being the underdog.
Mm-hmm. Every time they get a favorite, they're fucking gone, obviously, before the Super Bowl. And that was one of my bases around my bet with my friend. I'm they are not coming in as the underdog. They come in as the underdog, I might be scared the shit out of them. If somehow fucking the Detroit Lions would have won the division and the Packers would have came in wild card, that might have been a different story. But they have one of the best records in the division, one of the best records in the conference. There's just this RELAX bullshit to them. They're doing too much of it, and it blew up in their face.
Right.
Not everybody can play in the AFC, and the AFC sucks.
What?
I said not everybody can play in the AFC like fucking Brady, and fucking AFC sucks.
Oh, the AFC is terrible. That means Rodgers is doing it in a far worse or far tougher.
No. Well, he's doing it in the playoffs, but they still play
AFC teams in the season.
Yeah. I'm just saying, because the fucking thing, like, I've said on the show, I don't think Andrew Luck is going to win a Super Bowl until Tom Brady and Peyton Manning retire. Because as soon as he has to get those speed bumps out of the league first.
Right.
Well, then again, he's also only in his third year also.
Oh, yeah. The other thing, he's got a bright future. Because those other two are going to fucking retire, and he's going to become the fucking new Peyton Manning.
Face of the AFC.
I don't know, it just, to me,
he's the face of the AFC.
It's a pattern of with the Colts, too. I don't know if he can ever win a title with the Colts, because they focus solely on offense and don't even do anything with their defense.
Right. Yeah, their defense needs some work.
Shit, look at their run game.
Oh, God, the run game. Well, that trade blew up in their face. That's what happened
there. Oh, no, that Bradshaw?
Yeah, Bradshaw getting hurt really screwed. I think a healthy Bradshaw would have made a whole big difference for that team. But there's the woulda, coulda, shouldas there.
Oh, yeah. I think that'll do it for us right here on NFL Easy Picks on the Trending Topics Network. Any final thoughts for the second to last show, Matt?
So how much would it cost for FTW to suck a dick?
I hate you.
That's not an amount. How about you, Shane?
Great season. I like helping out with the show. Hopefully we're still here next year, and go Seahawks.
And, of course, we still have one more week to go. We hope to catch everybody right after the Super Bowl for our special show. If you want to be on the show, obviously I've said how you can get a hold of us. Get a hold of us that way. We would love to have you on a nice big after Super Bowl party. But I'm Heavy Set for MOP and FTW. That would be the end of regulation time.